This is Around the Table, where we explore the benefits of cooperative ownership. Joining me today is Justin Cawley. He's the Senior Director of Transportation with CHS. Justin, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Supply chain issues continue to be an ongoing topic of conversation. How is this impacting agriculture?
The agriculture sector is not immune to the supply chain labor issues facing the rest of the country. Railroads, barge lines, trucking companies, and many other parts of the supply chain are still dealing with unanticipated demand surges and unprecedented hiring issues. Working a transportation job where you're away from home for weeks at a time is not attractive to many starting in the workforce, and that's making it difficult to keep our supply chains robust with our current growth trajectory. I believe this is not a short-term problem, and we need to find ways to either attract people to these roles or find ways to move products with less labor.
Justin, from that hiring perspective, how long do you expect these challenges to persist in the supply chain sector?
Well, farmers should anticipate that the transportation issues persist for some time. These labor issues we're facing today started prior to the pandemic, and the pandemic merely accelerated the direction allowing labor more remote work opportunities and essentially more flexibility, which isn't possible with many of the supply chain industrial jobs as they exist today. My advice to farmers is to be vigilant to the transportation issues and understand how they may impact your operations.
Justin, will the supply chains be ready from a transportation standpoint for farmers' needs this summer?
You know, many of the inputs for industrial equipment and farm equipment are produced overseas, and the long lead times, among other factors, have created tremendous backlogs for a variety of products. Looking at container rates alone, there are some signs that the macro environment is returning to normal. But many are holding their breath about the impact of China's extended COVID lockdowns on the supply chain. Another thing to watch are the labor negotiations happening today at the ports. It's critical that we keep our ports and inland transportation networks fluid. And if you have any questions about how it may impact you, please refer to your local CHS representative for advice.
Folks, that's Justin Cawley, Senior Director of Transportation with CHS. Justin, thanks for joining us this week.
Thanks for having me.
And folks, thank you for joining us here Around the Table. Learn more about the benefits of cooperative ownership at cooperativeownership.com.